We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the top. The first word line is Debayi. Oma Ulo, Yashav La Koitz Beveshet. You shechted a behema, and then you open up the behema, and you see in the veshet, it's stuck into the veshet, is this thorn, and it's stuck into the wall of the veshet. It's stuck into the pipe itself. We're worried, maybe it made a hole through and through, and then it's a treifa. But right now, you don't see a hole through and through. So maybe there was a hole through and through at one point, and now there was a scab. So ein choshesh shem hivri. You're not choshesh, maybe there was a nekev and it got better, and this is really a krum, and a krum is not a krum. You're not worried about that. You're not choshesh like that. Until you see the hole yourself, you go back to the cheskas kashrus, that this is, the chazaka is, the status quo is that's not a treifa. Until you prove it's treifa, it's fine. So here the kites, you don't see it through and through. You see it stuck into the wall of the veshet. So maybe it's very possible it went through and through and now it just healed. But lemaisa, you're not choshesh for that it's healed and it's a krum, it's not good, because you didn't see the hole in front of you. That's the law. You go with the chesed kashrus. First, the reason, the simon of different kashrus. Doras, chatichos, besak, and tmeya. That's a simon. So Ula has four kashas. First kasha is this. Ula, ma'ishtom a safek drusa. Why is it different than a safek drusa? That in a case where a lion came between the animals, we say maybe it was a drusa, and we say you have to do a bdika now. So what's the difference? There you see you assume it's treif until you make a bdika. Here also, you have this reis here with this kites. It should be possible until you check it. And it says, like Rashi says, v'hokal yefshel mivdika, the neck of mashu ba'ar chitza, and you can't tell. You're not going to be able to tell. You can't check. So it should be treifa. So tomorrow, ula takol is not choshesh by safek drusa. You also go by a chazaka there. By a safek drusa, you're not choshesh. Kusav ula, ein choshesh by safek drusa. Break the monarch kasha. A maishtom v'shtei chatichos, acha shachel v'acha shal shuman. The halacha is, if someone had in front of him two chatichos, one was chelev and one was shuman. If he eats one of them, he has to bring an Ashim Tali. It's a Sufik Isser. Why don't we say, go with a Chazaka, that it's not an Isser? So I'm going, no, it's no Shaykhis. Hosam is Chazak Isura. They're one of them for sure is Asr. Mashaykin here by the Kites, nothing's a sure Asr. Break them on another Kasha. And this is pretty similar to the Kites. Mashno, Mashaykhit Besakin. You checked it with a Sakin. You checked the Sakin before, it was not Pogum. Didn't have any nicks in it, it was a Homsham smooth. V'nimtza Peguma, after the Shechita was found Peguma. The halach is, we say, that if you have nothing to be toila the Pegima in, if you didn't hit anything afterwards, the halach is, it's not a good Shechita. L'chair, why don't you say that it has a Cheses Kashrus? Zok the Gemara, Hosom is Yalad Le Reyes of Besakin. There you have a Vashur Reyes on the Sakin. There you have a Vashur of a Nick in the Sakin, and you have no reason to say it came out afterwards. So there it's possible. Mashekin here, you don't have any Vade Reyes, you don't have any Vade thing that passes. The Kites isn't Vashur apostle. You're not sure if the Kites made a hole through and through. It's different. Different you go with Ches Kashas. And someone asked, what's the Havim meaning to ask from the Shechita? By Shechita, there's a Chazaka to say that's Eina Shavucha. It's not a good Shechita, usually. Usually, a behemoth before it's Geshachten, the status quo is it's not Geshachten. So they have to prove it's a good Shechita. That's why there it's no good. Mashenkin here, it's a Cheses Kasha. So what's the Kasha in the first place? Zofrek Dar Smech. But in any case, the more answers that there it's a Reisa on the knife itself. It's more like a Chazak Asur. It's a Shoyaser. The fourth Kasha, the more asks, is Maishna. Okay, good, it's a Sufik. You say you want to go by the Chazaka. I'll prove you, you don't go by the Chazaka even. The Sufik is Tomei, even though it's a Chazaka, Sufik is Tomei. Frank the Mava Tameich, if you want to, comparing it to Sufik Tuma, Nidmael Sufik Tuma Shirabim, and Sufik Tar, there the Sufik is Tar. Ella Tarot says, don't bring a rife. There's a Lachel Moshe Messinai from Soita that by Tumah and Taira, from Shirabim, it's Tar, and from Shiyachar, it's Tamet. Mashek and everything else, you don't have that Lachamash Mishinai. Therefore, don't bring me a Raya, don't prove me anything from the case of Safek Tumah. And Lamaisa, that's what Ula says. So Ula says so far is, Yashav Lachayit, even though you found it stuck into the Veshet, you're not Chayish, maybe made a hole through and through, even though now you can't check, you're not worried about that, because you go past the Chazaka. Zotah Gemara, Yosef Ahum Rabbana Kamei Rab Kana. But Yosef Akama, some one of the rabbanim was in front of Kahana, and they said over Ula's memory like this: Nimtzas Itma. Ula only says halacha if it was found in the veshet, not stuck into the wall of the veshet. It was found in the veshet, floating around the veshet. Aval Yosef Chashinam. But if you found it stuck into the wall of the veshet, avad the yichayishish that made a hole. Don't listen to him. Yosef Itmar. We learned Yosef. That was the kula. It was a kula of Ula that said, even Yashav stole in Chashinam. Aval nimtzas just found in the vashat. You don't need ula for that. Like it's just a little ula. The kulu chiyuya beruisa kaitza echlim. All animals that are found out in the field, they all eat kaitzim. They all eat thorns, and nothing happens. They all eat thorns, and as long as you don't find that stuck in the vashat, of course it's not a problem. Every single behemoth you open up, you'll find kaitzim in the vashat because that's what they eat. They eat grass and thorns all day. So therefore, we don't need ula for that. So it must be ula's chiddush was even yashav still. The halach is that we are meikel. We're not chayshus goes to cheses kashus. We're not chayshus maybe made a hole through and through of the vashat. Something more about the new sugya. Itma torberts haveshet. Torberts haveshet is the area of the veshet that's on the top of the veshet. You know, we talked about the kana already, Be'arichas, we learned the sugya of Hagrama. That's the windpipe. The windpipe has a top, a kaiva, has a little cover, a shipu kaiva, and then has a tabas agadoyla, and then the rest of the tabas, that's all on top, near the jaw, near the mouth, is that part of the kana. We discussed in length in the sugyas before, that's shchita, it works over there, and the alachas over there. Where does the veshet start from? This is the gei legabe the shchita, it's the gei legabe the din of mashu, a whole mashu. Where does the veshet start from? So now, torbetz haveshet is the part of the veshet that's attached to the lechi, to the jaw of the animal, all the way on top of the veshet. So torbetz haveshet is that area that's where the veshet starts by the jaw. So if you get a hole in that part of the veshet, what's the alacha? Rav ma be mashu. Even a mashu hole, just like the halach is by all parts of the veshet, a mashu is a problem. There as well, in the beginning part of the veshet, there's a din of pasul as a treif of a mashu. For Shmuel am Rubai, there if it gets a crack, it has to be roif. What's the pshat? Rav am mashu makam shchitu. That's a makam shchitu. And like Rashi points out, if you shech there, it's kosher, and there's no din of agrama there. There's no din agrama. It says v'chi gemiri agrama, but kano the gemiri only by kano. Aval veshet lo shech agrama. Agrama means added a makom shchita. As long as you, according to Rav, as long as you shech the veshet, that's good enough. And therefore, we know a lakum shchita is that a veshet has a hole in it. It's a treifa. That's the makom shchita. And if it's a makom shchita, it's the makom of the chias. And therefore, mashu will make up psul. M'shmul am beruba yos beruba. Why lav makom shchita? It's not a makom shchita. It's not a makom shchita. Makom shchita starts after that. Now, where's the Makam Shchita start? Where's the Torah Tzaveshet, and where's the Makam Shchita? Heini or Torah Tzaveshet, where is this place, Torah Tzaveshet, where we have a discussion, really, if the Shchita is kosher, and also we have in turn, a Shaila, if it's treif or not, where is this Torah Tzaveshet? Like, when do we know when it starts the regular Veshet, not Torah Tzaveshet? So I have Machlaikas, three Machlaikas, actually. Omar Mori Barma Ukva, Omar Shmuel, Kol Shechoyt Choyo Marchiv, Zeu Torah Tzaveshet. Any place in the Veshet where you cut, and it gets actually bigger, that's the Torbetz HaVeshet, which is the beginning part of the Veshet is harder, it's tougher skin. So there, if you cut it, it'll actually spread out. And that's called Torbetz HaVeshet. Choyt Chavim V'Kayma, if you shecht it and stays in its place, which means the opening does not get bigger or smaller, stays in its place, Zeu Veshet, Atzmai. And it goes further down towards the back of the animal, then it even constricts because it's so soft. So there's three levels basically in the veshet. You have the top level, which is the beginning of it, where it actually gets bigger because it's hard. So when you open it, when you make a shchit in it, the opening gets even bigger. Then you have the next part of it that stays in its place, and then the third part of it, which gets smaller. The turbot of veshet is the first chelik, where it gets bigger, where it's hard, where it's very close to the mouth. Zok the Gemara Vayter, Amalura Papa, Marlo Yamahachi. He says, Rebbe did not say that. Who's our Rebbe? Umanu Rabbi Ba'abaya. Ella, he holds like this. Calls only the middle stage. From the beginning until the middle part as well, the middle stage as well, that if it stays in its place, it's called Torbetz HaVeshet. Ella Ezu Veshet Atzmai, Kol Shechoyt Chavim Kovetz. Any place where you cut it and it gets constricted, it gets smaller, that's considered the Veshet. Yoyna Amar Rab Zeira Mavlata. He says the most cool of the Gashita, that only the Mokka and Beis Abliya is the Torbetz. Very close to the opening, the opening, that's it. That's the only place the Torbetz of Vesh. That's where the whole Shalot Torbetz of Vesh is. Only that place. V'kama, how much space is that? It's less than the length of a barley and bigger than the length of a Chita. So it's very small. You know what a barley looks like, put into the challah. It's a very small area, a very small width. That's how much the Torbetz HaVeshet is. It's because smaller than that, smaller than a barley, but bigger than a chita, bigger than a piece of wheat. Ahu Tura, there was this axe, the Hava of Nerav Ukva, that Nerav Ukva owned this axe. The Ascha Be'e Shchita with Torbetz HaVeshet, the Gomav HaVeshet. They started a Shchita in Torbetz HaVeshet, and they ended in the Veshet. And the shayla is like this, that if it's a good shechita, then good. But if it's not a makom shechita, so then he made a hole in that spot, then it's a treifa. So, but maybe it's totally zevazeh. But the shayla is this, is it a treifa or not? You started in the Torah Tzavashet, made a small hole. Is it a treifa or not? So maybe it's a treifa, but maybe it's not a treifa because it's a good shechita. That was a shayla. So they came to Rava with the shayla. Here was an axe where they started the shechita in Torah Tzavashet. Remember, we have machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's possible mashu, but it's a makom shchita. And Shmuel is beroy brazal makom shchita. So I'm a Rava. Ramina lo chumri de Rav chumri Shmuel. I'm going to paskin chumri de Rav chumri Shmuel. V'tafinu leit, I'm going to say it's treifa. Chumri de Rav, don't Rav mashu. Even a mashu interprets a veshet, passels the veshet, makes it a treifa. If I'm a Rav makom shchita hu, so it should be kosher. Because Shmuel, we go like Shmuel, don't Rav makom shchita hu, it's not the makom shchita. Is Shmuel, if you're like Shmuel, I'm a Barubai. You need Rav to make it into a Treifa. It's Rav, not Mashu. We'll say like Rav, and Rav holds Mashu. So it comes out, he's like, it's Chavon on both Chumras. A Gaga Mulsa Matoyla Kameder of Abba, this Psak of Rava came from Rav Abba. Amal who? This Torah, what are we talking about? This Torah, being the Rabbi Shmuel Shari. In Manashach, it's Kasher. If you're Rav, it's Kasher. Why? Because it holds Makam Shchita. And if you're Shmuel, it's Kasher because it's not Barav. How can a mash in this place be apostle shchita? Zil umrulei lebreid Rav Yisrael bar Chama. Go tell Rava, who's the son of Rav Yisrael bar Chama, the lishleim the beit turu lamare. He has to go pay back the ox to the owner because Rashi explains they already gave it to the klavim. They already fed it to the klavim. Could be even Rava did it by hand. He himself gave it to the klavim. They gave it to the dogs already. And there was if he didn't give it to the dogs, that just changed his mind. But here he gave the dogs already. He's chayav to pay because it's toyed by Mishnah. This is toyed by Mishnah because here he's taking on chumras of both, which can't be true. Omar, so it's taka pel Rava. What's pel Rava? Omar Brady Ravino, my Sfina Tifta the Klapis Sonar the Rava. I'm gonna answer you a kasha from a first Brisa that's not like Rava. And he said Klapi Knegga the enemies of Rava. He didn't want to say it, but covered. He didn't want to say Knegga Rava himself. So he says, I want to ask a kasha on the enemies of Rava. The Brisa is like this. La'oilam Hilkasa will show you that you can't chaparain two chumras like that. You can't do two chumras that are austere to each other. So there's a Brisa like this. It says La'oilam Hilkasa the river Basil. We pass in like Basil. If you want to do like Meshama, you could do. Or could do like Meshama. The halacha is like Meshama. If you want to do like Meshama, you could do. Meshama, you want to do Meshama, you could do. Gemara is going to ask in a sec, what do you mean? We just said halacha like Meshama. How can you want to do? If you want to do Meshama, how can you do that? We'll see in a second. But it's like this. If you want to do like Meshama, do like Meshama. You want to do Meshama, do like Meshama. But Mekule Meshama, Mekule Meshama, Russia. If you chap Ryan, the coolest of Meshama and the coolest of Meshama, you're Russia. You can't pick one. You can't do chap Ryan here and chap Ryan there. On top of Mem Dalman Aleph. If you do the Chumra B'Shamay and the Chumra B'Shil, that's Pasha the fool. Like Rashi explains, what will be example of Chapri on two Chumras? Because we have before a Machlaikis in regards to a Shedra spine, how much is missing makes it out of Shedra. So there's an Afghan Gabi Tumas of oil, a Tumas of oil Hameis, and an Afghan Gabi Trefa. So legabe oil ameis, Beishame says you have to be missing two vertebrates to be considered not a shedra. So until it's a chumra. So until it's missing two vertebrates, it's matan boil. Basil says no. After missing one vertebrate, it's really not matan boil. But on the other hand, legabe treifa, Basil is a chumra because missing one vertebrate is considered a treifa. And for Beishame, it's a kula that it's not considered a treifa. So if someone goes ahead and says regarding treifa, it's missing one vertebrate. You say yeah, he's a treifa because that's not a good shedra. And then it comes to Tumah, you say that it's Matama b'oil, if it's missing one vertebrae. What do you mean? You just told me that it's a Shreifa, so it's not a full Shedra. So that's called going Chaparan both Chumras. If you do both Chumras, it turns out you're a fool. And the same Kasha with Rava. Rava is taken with both Chumras. That's his Kasha and Rava. But the Brisa goes further. You have to either get like Beishamai, like the coolers and the Chumras, or like Beishamai, like the coolers and the Chumras. So Marj wants to know Pshan the Braisa. Hagufa Kasha, Amrit lo ilam alach kebeisila. You first start off that the lach is like a beisila. Vahad the tani, vahroitz lach kebeisham, yes. If you want to do beisham, you do like beisham. What's going on? You said that the lach is like a beisila. Marj lo kasha. Kan koidin baskol, kan la'acha baskol. There was a baskol that came out said, alach kebeisila. So the first part of Braisa is after the baskol. The second part of Braisa says you want to do either way is before the baskol. V'boy yisema, af la'acha baskol, Rabbi Shui, the second man name is Rabbi Shui, don't mention him baskol. You don't listen to baskol. But in any case, from this brisa, what do you see? You see that some of the chafshim both chumras is a ksil b'chayshach ha'olech. So what's pshat in Rava? Mekomakam kasha. What is pshat in Rava? Amar Rav Tava is kula k'rav avda. That he was not chaper on the chumros of Rav, the chumros Shmuel. He was doing like Rav. He was doing completely like Rav. Because you have, your version of Rav is wrong. Rav had a different version of Rav. And it turns out were the words that we said before, that Ramil, Chumra, the Rav, Chumra, the Shmuel, that was in the Havamina. It wasn't really Rav's words. Like Tosis, the Ramaskal, Kul, Karav, Avda speaks out. So Zokt, the Gemara like this, that the Chiyos, Rav, Mecheskom, Leitzisulei, Lehani, Klor, the Kal, Yehuda, Achim, Shmei, the Rav. Don't listen, usually, Rav Yehuda says, B'Shem Rav, the members. So Rav Mechaz says, don't listen to what my brother is saying, Rav Yehuda is saying, B'Shem Rav. Hochem Rav, this is what Rav says. Veshet noshtu b'cham shir. There is a shir in the Veshet. There's a shir for the place of the Shechita. And Mechlal, the Turbitz HaVeshet, lav mokom Shechitahu. It's not the whole Turbitz HaVeshet, like since the Gemara says, since the Rav said, Noshtu b'cham shir, you see, not the whole Turbitz HaVeshet, the entire one is Makom Shechita. But still, v'kama m'mashu, and still, he said that Elokas m'mashu. It means Rav said, a mashu and a veshet is a treifa, even though it's not a Makom Shechita. It's not totally zebezeh. Until now we thought, it was totally zebezeh. That if it's a Makom Shechita, it has a psul mashu. It's not a Makom Shechita, it's not true. They're not totally zebezeh. Two things are not totally zebezeh. It's possible to have a psul mashu without the Makom Shechita. And Rav said that there was a shear in the Makom Shechita, the Torah veshet, and there's still a psul mashu, the whole entire veshet, even though that's not a Makom Shechita. And here, it was not in the Makom Shechita, they made a Shechita, it was the beginning of Torah veshet, and still, it's a psul mashu. And so psul mashu, and that's psal Rav's psak. It was not a stira. It was like Rav. It was exactly like Rav. Rav was psul mashu, even in the makom shchita. And the next Gemara will discuss where taka is the makom shchita of the Torah Zaveshet. We just finished saying now that it's not the whole Torah Zaveshet is makom shchita, only certain parts of it. So we have to know taka. Where is the makom shchita? The whole thing has psul mashu, but where is the makom shchita will be in the next Gemara. We'll discuss that.